League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You can't even walk.
We're like robots.
John doesn't care about radio hosts.
You can't even walk.
We're like robots.
Hey, hey, hey.
I think Sean Mapes would fight dirty.
We're like robots.
You can't even walk.
I would not care if my wife was milking cows.
We're like robots.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Well, we're moving on.
Hype music.
It would be pretty baller if a team ran out of the, like if the Texans, instead of all the hip-hop, the Houston hip-hop that they play, if they shocked everyone with Moving On Up as they come out. And then you hear it, and the fire would go. And here's Toro riding out on his four-wheeler, and it's just Moving On Up, Jefferson's theme from Jefferson's. I mean, I'd give that a shot if I were the Texans. Just see how that goes. 713-780-3776. So that was a theme of Westworld that was part of what Frank put together. Did you see Jeffrey Wright's in this other movie, American Fiction? That looks pretty good, too. I may actually go to a theater and watch a movie. I probably won't, but I might. I'll think about it.
Aren't you more comfortable in your bedroom hiding from your children watching stuff?
Yeah, I'm always, yeah, obviously. And it's less expensive if I'm streaming than watching.
Yeah, I don't know what American Fiction is about. I'd have to look it up.
I don't either. I want to go in. I may want to go in just with nothing there.
You know, a movie I watched, and I refused to watch it in theaters. But you know, you got to be aware of pop culture. Fast 10 came to Prime, and I watched it.
What's it called?
Fast 10, the latest Fast and Furious movie.
Oh.
I watched it. Oh my gosh, it is utter nonsense. But I get it. There's no redeeming qualities of Fast 10 or any of the Fast and Furious movies anymore.
Huh.
Vin Diesel's now a superhero. He's been a superhero for like the last three movies or so, where he just does things that defy the laws of gravity, but because he's in a car. No, actually, to be honest, the car is a superhero.
Oh.
The cars are like Marvel superheroes now, what the cars do. So if you're looking for a superhero movie, watch Fast 10.
Is there any hot, is it like, do
what?
They have the
hot? What'd you say?
The Tokyo Drift like angle.
Well, they do go to Brazil.
Okay.
They do, and
so can you watch 10 without watching the other 9? Yeah.
Yes, I mean it's all about family, but you don't need to know the characters. Just know that they're all a family, and now someone's trying to break up their family because of something they did in the past.
Just know that they're going to Brazil.
They go to Brazil. It's they go to London. All the people you've seen in the other movies are there. Jason Statham's in it. Jason Momoa is the new villain. Because Dom helped kill his dad. The Rock shows up at the end of the movie in a post-credit spoiler because The Rock is actually the guy who shot Jason Momoa's dad in a scene we never saw, but because they got to put this all together. So, yeah, watch it. It's all nonsense. You want a little fun? But it's so long. 2.5 hours of nonsense. But if you like that sort of thing, watch it.
Sorry, I'm out.
Yeah, you don't watch
you
anything.
You can't say you're out. You've definitely binged three shows in a row that were an hour each.
Yeah, but not about a car that's a superhero.
But you don't like any movies that go 3 hours.
I don't.
But
I don't
you
know.
Like three?
I don't mind movies that go 3 hours.
You don't?
Okay. If they're good.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a problem.
No, I'm not
with that.
Against that.
I watched Killers of the Flower Moon. Of course, I watched it piece by piece.
I don't
by
think
piece.
That was a great movie.
You didn't?
No.
I liked
it. It was okay.
I thought it was good.
It was just okay.
I mean, it didn't go. It was pretty simple. It wasn't a very expansive, but I thought it was good. Thought it was well. I'm watching a show called Boy Swallows World, Australia.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I saw that. Well, I have one episode to go.
Yeah, that kid can act his ass off. The little Australian kid?
Yeah.
He's really good.
He is really good.
G'day.
They age him up at the end.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, the other guy's not as great. Oh. They hit the older version of him, but the little kid's good.
Yeah,
the
little kid can really act. What are you looking at there, John?
Oh. Jared Goff's girlfriend came up on Twitter.
Why?
The Belichick division, it was ranking divisions, and she's one of the top divisions in the playoffs.
Oh,
not Jared Goff.
Oh, so we're objectifying women and putting them in divisions like
into
the Belichick
brackets.
Divisions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you though?
No. I didn't think we were doing that anymore, John.
Are you though?
I hate to objectify a model. That's all she does is want you to look at her.
Shedeur Sanders and Shiloh Sanders are going to miss practice to go walk at Paris Fashion Week. They're models. Do you objectify them?
No.
They're also models.
Well, no,
so
and
what's...
if women are objectifying them, then that's fine. That's what they should do. Oh, it's tier one. The tier ones, the Donald Trump tier.
I think the point is you're having women compete against each other. That's what some people would take issue with.
No, yeah. I'm appreciating her.
I've never
and
heard of.
That's exactly what she's looking for.
Yeah.
Is she looking to be put in a bracket?
She's looking to be appreciated.
Bracketology with women has been a thing for a long time, dating back to what was the magazine that everyone used?
Maxim.
Maxim.
And you won a prize if you were number one, I think. The woman she would win a prize.
I think Maxim invent Vita Guerra.
Well, she existed beyond Maxim.
Yeah, but they invented her for us.
Well, she brought it. Well, to y'all.
Yeah.
So here's the Donald Trump tier: Baltimore Ravens, Detroit Lions, San Francisco 49ers, and Jared Goff's swimsuit fiance Christian Harper. The Ron DeSantis tier is the Buffalo Bills, the Houston Texans, and the nuts on Connor Stallions.
Oh, this isn't even a bracket. This is just stuff in pro tiers. Sports or in the NFL?
It's a tier.
Oh, I think just
it's
sports.
Why we do Connor Stallions?
Outlook. The Vivek Ramaswamy tier. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs and Bob Kraft trying to pronounce one of those black names. Did you see that?
Yeah, Gerard May. Robert Kraft was talking about Gerard Mayo's family, and he couldn't get one of the names out. He goes, Gerard Mayo, so that's one of those black names.
Right. Troy Mayo said that?
Yeah.
And then the Nikki Haley tier is the Green Bay Packers.
What's the comparison?
I don't know. Well, they're all Republican.
No, it's how good you
candidates.
Are. It's how good you are. Who's so in each tier?
The Packers
somebody's
should be
nuts?
Insulted. How are
the nuts on Connor Stallion
well,
is
Connor
a tier?
Connor Stallion's got a lot of...
He's not pro... What does he have to do with pro football?
Or any sports.
No, I don't know. It's just a tier. I don't know. He's in that tier.
He won a national championship for Michigan.
Jared Goff's girlfriend isn't in the playoffs either.
Well, but she's at least married to a pro football player. He's with Michigan. He was with Michigan.
It's his girlfriend. I don't think they're married. They're,
well, whatever. Yeah,
whatever.
She's tied to something pro football. Connor Stallions isn't even tied to anything pro football.
No. No, I don't know why he's in there. I didn't write that.
Where's this from?
It's Outkick.
Oh, well, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they objectify people. I don't really, but they do.
Anyone supposed to believe what you just said?
Yeah. If I said it, I meant it.
Okay.
Okay.
You say a lot of things I think you don't mean.
I want to see how she looks before I tell you if she's good at her job.
I don't know. She's pretty good at her job.
Is that the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew she was. I don't even have to see her. I could have been blind.
Pro quarterback's wife is attractive?
Okay. Yeah.
No.
I could have been blind and you would have said, do you think this swimsuit model or whatever is good looking? And I would have said, yes, I do. I do believe that she is good looking.
Not if it's Sports Illustrated.
Why are you feeling for it?
Because I'm reading the Braille version.
Oh.
Not if it's Sports Illustrated, though.
No.
Sports Illustrated
doesn't necessarily mean.
How does Maxim not make a comeback? With SI going in that direction?
No.
Hey.
Let's get Brett in here before we break it. Hey, Brett.
Hey, morning, guys. I had two quick Texans points that I wanted to bring up. First one's pretty obvious, but the cherry on top for that Browns playoff win is just locking in our first-round pick also. All season they had a better record than us, and getting to match up with them and lock in that 23rd pick, that was pretty cool. But second point I want to bring up is since October 30th, C.J. Stroud, in games that he has started, has only lost twice. and only lost three times since the bye week. Maybe a overlooked stat that people haven't seen out there. So I'll hang up and listen. Love the show. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Yeah, CJ's been it's been an unbelievable year, to tell you the truth. It's been fantastic. Yeah, and the Jets game he got hurt in, right? He didn't play in the Cleveland game. They lost that one. Mm-hmm. They lost the Jacksonville game at home on a field goal that would hit the crossbar by not Kyemi Fairbairn. And then after the bye week, they laid an egg against Carolina.
Yeah. Well, it's got two quarterbacks doing a lot of winning. Lamar's lost once since October 8th. He lost to Pittsburgh on October 8th. The only other game he's lost was a Cleveland game in November. So two quarterbacks who don't do a lot of losing. And that makes sense because it is the playoffs.
Yeah. And you know what? Even if you – it's not like they would have gotten the 3 seed ever, right? They weren't going to catch Kansas City.
No.
Kansas City was what, 11-6?
11-6.
Oh, I guess they could have.
Well, they could have, but they were they're fighting to make the wild card. Just what happens, Jacksonville pissed down their legs, so they won the division. So it wasn't really up – because if Kansas City had to play, they would have played – they went in, but they actually won their last game. So I don't know how the tiebreakers would have worked out with the Texans. We weren't even really focusing on catching Kansas City. It was like, can we make the playoffs?
Yeah, no. But if they had won the Carolina game is the one that kind of stings.
That's the one that hurts.
If they were 11-6, because the Bills were the 2 seed at 11-6.
Yeah, but the Bills had a head-to-head win over KC. I don't know how the tiebreakers would have played out since they didn't play each other.
No, I don't know how I don't know. Probably not. The Texans lose every tiebreaker. It seems like it does. Just seems like there was no tiebreakers that favored the Texans in any tiebreaking situation. But CJ was good and they've won a lot of games and he looked great. I don't disagree that the incrementally the Ravens have more talent, but it doesn't mean that the Texans can't go there and take care. No, you're not sure which way you're going on this game, huh?
Well, I think it's going to be hard for the Texans to win. I'm trying to figure out inside the number or outside the number. I mean, I want to say inside. It feels like that's the right thing to do, that this is going to be a competitive close game. But, I do know that it's hard. For wild card teams to win, sometimes it's really hard. No. The team who has the bye a lot of times they have more times, from a scouting standpoint, they're scouting Ravens. I mean, they're scouting Browns and Texans concurrently. The Texans did play the Ravens earlier this year, but as D'Amico said, they're a completely different team. Once their game's over, the coaches have to start scrambling to get ready for the Ravens. The Ravens had a week in advance for their advanced scouts to really start pouring into two different teams, and now they get a fine tune here. Anybody injured, gave Mark Andrews a chance to heal up. I think Andrews, if he comes back and he's himself with Isaiah Likely, with Zay Flowers. I don't know if you heard what D'Amico said about Zay Flowers. He glowing praise of Zay Flowers. Really like Zay Flowers.
Zay's had a nice year.
And Lamar is the MVP this year. So and they have the best defense. I mean, everything about it screams, whew, this is going to be tough for the Texans. No Tank Dell. Obviously, they've learned to win without Tank.
Do you remember what I told you before they played the Bengals at the Bengals? The Texans would win by 2 touchdowns?
Mm-hmm.
Which they did.
No,
In my mind, they did.
In John's mind, they did.
But they won the game. And you guys, you were so worried during that game. You even texted the group, said, oh, please, I hope the Bengals come back because I hate for John to be right about 2 touchdowns.
Me and Dell both won.
You weren't right.
I was right.
You weren't right.
They were up by 2 scores.
But you said win. You didn't say be up by 2 scores.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm not so sure the Texans don't blow them out, if you want to know the truth.
I'm not going to scoff like he just did, but what's your reasoning behind them blowing them out? Why?
Because Texans?
See, there are other hosts in this city who are way more Texans than you. It's been their dream to be a Texans person. You're not for you. I don't buy into it with you.
What's your dying radio wish?
Yeah. What's your wish?
My dying wish is for the Texans
out. What's your dying radio wish?
Dying radio
to do a show after the Texans beat the Ravens
is to.
Oh, you want to be part of the post game show?
No,
on Saturday.
No, just this show.
Oh, this show.
Well, we have unofficial. I mean, we do have unofficial radio
NFL.
Stuff.
We do have unofficial. And we'll tell you about that. And we'll also tell you about how, we're going to give away. How about let's give away a spot in the where we're watching a big game.
I really wish interns were here.
Yeah.
And we got a big prediction coming up. So we got a phone call with a big prediction coming up, too.
We are going to watch a big game at Warehouse Live Midtown, and we're giving away a VIP table on the other side.
Is it your birthday also?
It's my birthday party also. It's my birthday party also. Yeah. I don't want it, but Justin wants it.
Celebrate John's birthday.
No. We're celebrating the Super Bowl. We're celebrating the Texans.
We can't say Super Bowl.
Or we're celebrating the Texans playing on February 11th. That's what we're celebrating. Right now, though, we're celebrating Billy and Mary and everybody over at Aqueduct. You know it's probably crazy right now, but if you've got a pipe issue, if you had your pipes bust, even if you didn't, it's going to get cold again. It's going to be cold again next week. Something is going to happen. Do you have Aqueduct Plumbing's number in your phone? 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. Put it in your phone now because you never know when you're going to have a plumbing issue. I didn't know. You didn't know. And guess what? I had a plumbing issue last time. It was freezing. I think I'm okay this time, but I don't know.
No, that's the thing is if you had a cracked pipe, but it's not major, it's going to be a slow leak and it's going to be damage underneath your home. It's going to wipe away a lot of the soil, and it's such a pain the longer it goes. Make sure you check with hydrostatic testing if that's one of your concerns. But, you know, if you've just had something that you've really wanted to get taken care of that hasn't been taken care of, whether it's a change or a fix to the shower to something behind the wall of your shower, they do all of that. They do all of it. They obviously can work as contractors for you as well for any major jobs that you're doing with a house or a remodel. So they're the company to call, AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it down in my plums. You're getting a nice bluish hue.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
So we're going to watch the big game on February 11th at Warehouse Live Midtown. McGowan and Travis, great spot. The stage is huge and the television is huge and a beautiful picture. We'll have the sound up. We got all kinds. We got food trucks. We've got the bar, obviously a huge bar. It's going to be a good time, head by all. So we want you to come on out. We'll be there. We'll be celebrating. It also happens to be my birthday, and my buddy Justin, he wants to let's go. He wants to have the party there. So let's do it. Let's go over there. We're going to give away a VIP table. So let's get it at 9:30 exactly. At 9:30 exactly, you call 713-780-3776. Caller number 4 is going to get that VIP table. Want you to show up. If you're not going to come, then don't try to get the table. But if you're going to come, let's go. And it's going to be a fun time had by all. After Saturday's game, right, Del? We're going to have an informal, unofficial post-game show at around 6:30.
Whenever the game ends, you can tune in to 97.5 or ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. And I think it's Paul, Michael Connor, and Josh Beard. I think they're all going to be there
in
for
studio?
The unofficial pro football show after a game.
After this Saturday. And then when they're in the big game on February 11th, we'll do that as well.
Sure.
Wow.
They would have a game between then and there. But
Yeah. Well, I've already got them in the big game. So there's that. Okay. There's that. We got 5-star coming up at the bottom of the hour here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And so at 9:30 exactly, caller number 4 is going to get that VIP table. But don't call unless you're going to go. Don't call. I mean, don't. It's just to win something.
5-star's been very, very hot lately with all of his stuff.
Yes. Very hot. Yeah. Other than Washington.
National championship game.
Matter of fact, that afternoon he texted me, John, I've been studying this one. Okay. I got Michigan.
Couldn't predict Michael Penix not having a good game.
No. Well, here's the deal: is you watch Michael Penix though.
You know, it's weird. Michael Penix is like the worst quarterback in college football when he's forced to move his feet and scramble. His effectiveness plummets, like 25% completion rate.
Really?
It's unbelievable. Yeah, his tape wasn't as good as I was expecting, honestly. You know, he had 20 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, 20 touchdowns, 10 interceptions over his last 11 games. Like a 2-1 in college is not good. He was that way over his last 11 games. Wow. I was shocked.
That's a lot.
He killed the first three. And he was good. He just didn't have a ton of touchdowns. He didn't have as many touchdowns for the amount of yards he threw for. But we watched the Texas game, and his should have been the – I knew it. Michael Penix should have been the Heisman Trophy winner.
No.
It really probably should have been either Jaden or Bo Nix, honestly, if you just look at the totality. But Penix had a great year. But, yeah, he was – I couldn't believe how inaccurate he was once you made a move. Like, he didn't handle – I guess that's what happens when you tear your ACL twice and you have shoulder dislocations in both shoulders. Maybe you just don't love being on the move. You get a little jittery.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit again.
Because that dude will get rid of it rather than taking a sack. He'll just throw it up for grabs. He just happens to have Rome Odunze and Polk, whoever Polk is, whatever his first name is. Those dudes just catch everything.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, how about this? I've got a higher grade on... Barely Malik Nabers than
Marvin Harrison.
6'8", 6'8", 2. Same. But I talked to when I was talking about the quarterbacks, I brought up this team, a prominent team that will look at wide receiver. They've got Malik Nabers and Rome Odunze over Marvin Harrison. This is going to be an interesting one to see. How? Because Odunze is this incredible ball winner. Malik Nabers has rare separation speed and quickness and size. Marvin has good size. He has good speed. He's not a burner, but he has good speed. They think he'll run in a 4.47 range. But don't be shocked if we get closer to the process, Marvin Harrison's not the de facto first wide receiver. There's going to be arguments about that. And the same thing's going to happen with Drake May. His tape is so uneven. Caleb, I do think, is going to be the number one. I'm not sure Drake May is going to be number two. This is going to get
Bo
pretty
Nix
interesting.
Or Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels, I think, but I'm telling you now, the J.J. McCarthy stuff is out there, and I don't see him as a first-round guy.
Come on.
Not that early, I don't think. Dell wants to – oh, you're saying about the
– Vindication.
Yeah,
I don't.
Drake May's tape is just not good this year.
I told everyone, man, stop it with Drake May. He's a fine prospect. He ain't top two. He ain't generational. We don't have to get into your rant. We know what you think about that. It was always silly to think of him. Just look at him play. The seam routes, guys are open. The glance routes, I get it. It's fun. He makes some off platform stuff. The tape ain't great. Just watch. The eye test ain't great. I ain't going to call him Mitch Trubisky because that'd be insulting.
It's a North Carolina quarterback.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
North Carolina quarterback.
No one trade up for Drake May. If he
gets,
just saying.
Trubisky bottom?
If he gets beyond like two, if he's not the quarterback people think he is, people are like, one trade up for him. That's all
I'm
saying.
Did you go back to last year and watch him?
I haven't watched him yet.
Oh, you haven't watched him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today will be Trubisky and Caleb. I have to watch both of them today and write them both today.
He called him Trubisky.
I mean, God dog it. See what you did? This is going to be dangerous for me. I can't do this on TV. Because if I do this on TV, it's going to be, it'll go viral.
I think they both wore the number 10 at North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I meant Drake May.
Nah, you there meant you Drake Trubisky is what you meant.
Don't say that. I don't want to actually say that.
Let's break it here and five stars on the other side. Okay. And don't forget, in less than a minute, you're going to be calling in. Time for me to talk about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net. They're our guys. We love them. We've been with them. We had a payroll company that we weren't completely satisfied with. We grew as a company, and they didn't grow with us. And it was like, wait a minute. When we tripled the number of employees that we have, and we're not going to get a break on our payroll? Uh-uh. Listen, if you've got a huge, growing business, well, now HRMP is going to grow with you. They're going to customize a plan that's perfect for you. Not everybody's business is the same. But listen, whatever your business is, that's your business. That's what you are experts in. You're not experts in the payroll business. You're not experts in Affordable Care Act. You're not experts in the HR. You don't know what you're doing. Why risk it? Why do it poorly? Why do? Oh, well, I can handle it. No, a lot of times you can't. And oh, by the way, if your payroll department is growing, then that means you're doing it inefficiently. So if you're looking for the best way to get that payroll to your people, get that HR to your people, and then the benefits packages where you get a choice and HR and P helps you pick those because they're experts at that, helping you pick stuff. All you need to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.com. Get in the race.
There are thrills and terrible dangers ahead.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our guy, Five Star, is here. At Five Star in Vegas, joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What up, Five Star?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Oh, man, another one. We got a great weekend coming up, NFL playoffs. I know you guys are fired up about it. We got our Texans, one of the few teams that's left playing. There's eight cities left playing football, and Houston's one of them.
That's right, baby. How about that? So, what do you think about this spread? What do you think about this line?
Texans game, Texans and Ravens?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I already took it earlier. At the time, I had to buy it about a half a point, and I took the Texans plus 10 at minus 130. Now, I'm seeing some shops have plus 10, minus 120. Hopefully the money keeps flowing in on the Ravens. Earlier it was a lot of Texas money that came in when the line initially went up, but now we're starting to see it come kind of even because more Ravens money is coming in late. But I definitely think the Texans can stay in this one. I think that they learned a lot from that first game, and I think that C.J. Stroud is going to be extremely motivated because as you heard now in press, he cried after that first loss because he hurt him so bad because he wasn't used to losing. So I think we'll get the best effort, as always, from him. And I think the team rallies around him. So I think they definitely have a fighter's chance.
Five Star, you, this, as we talk about this game, are there any elements that you consider from a handicapping standpoint? One team played last week, one team didn't play last week. An extra week to heal up injuries. The Texans going into...
hasn't played in 3 weeks.
What's that?
The Ravens haven't played in 3 weeks.
Well, you mean because they just kind of laid down the last
week? Well, they had a bye, and then they didn't play week 18. Yeah. And that's 3 weeks ago now. It's going to be 3 weeks
now. And we've seen that before, guys. We've seen Lamar come in rusty.
Well, you're counting this as a week. They've been preparing and playing.
It's been literally 3 weeks.
Yeah, but they're playing and they're preparing. I mean, they're preparing this whole week.
Yeah, they're practicing.
Oh, no. It's just been two. Yeah, I mean, they've been practicing the whole time also. It's okay, well, you can factor that in if you want also that, I mean, that's what that bye week thing is all about. But what about cold weather, Texans going into cold weather? Like, are any of these elements things that concern you or things that you lean on more heavily?
Well, the Texans actually were blessed this week because what the weather's been kind of arctic in Houston all week, and they've been practicing outside. So they've been getting some run in some cold weather. And actually, Baltimore has been practicing inside the dome, from what my research has showed me. So I think that the cold elements won't bother the Texans as much. See, that Stroud played Ohio State. He's used to playing in the cold. They're a passing team pretty much now anyway. So I don't think it affects the pass game. Nico Collins played at Michigan. Like, they've dealt with the cold. I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. It comes down pretty much to, you know, the line play. Can the Texans protect C.J. Stroud and allow him to have time to do what he needs to do? And can the defensive line slow down that Ravens running game? I don't expect Lamar to have a lights-out game, at least early. And I think the Texans have to jump on them early and get a lead going in the half because we've seen this before. Lamar struggles after sitting out. Like, he kind of takes him a while to get his groove back. You know, he's not he's a great passer, but he has to develop rhythm. He's not one of those guys that comes out throwing strikes right out the door. So I think that time off is going to hurt him.
Five Star in Vegas with us here. You're not giving out that game, well, at least now, for now. You like a couple
of
other...
I'll talk about it a little bit on the show. Yeah. I'll talk about it just a little bit. Yeah.
But so you lean, though, taking the points, right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely lean taking the points. I've already made a bet, so that pretty much gives you guys my play on it. I already took the Texans plus 10, so...
Yeah, well, I like you got them at 10.
That's too many points.
You got them at 10 because that's going down. That's been going down. So I think people, I don't know. I thought it was a little bit high, but that's just me. So the games that you like a lot of points. You like taking the points in the San Francisco game, huh?
You guys know I love points. I take points. I think that every guy who bets professionally, you want to get as many points as you can whenever you can because it's an advantage in it. And I even suggest with these two that I'm about to give out to tease them up, throw 7 points on them and put them together as a teaser as well. With the Packers and the Niners, familiarity develops contempt, man. And Kyle Shanahan, he's getting his old buddy Matt LaFleur. They all started together actually in Houston. And things have gotten a little chippy between those two lately. They battled to be the best young play caller in the NFC. I'm one of the few guys that was on Jordan Love, and I spoke about how his skill set and his willingness to be coached would benefit the Packers team much more than old prickly Aaron Rodgers would. And along with C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love has been the best quarterback in the NFL the last month of the season. The Packers are 7-3 in their last 10 games. They're led by a group of dynamic young receivers that all have a real connection with Love. And the Packers D is going to have to find a way, of course, to slow down Christian McCaffrey. We know he's outstanding in the Niners run game, but I'm not a big Brock Purdy guy like a lot of people are. I think that he has some holes in his games, and I think that the Packers coordinators are smart enough to put him in some bad positions. The weather's going to be rainy, which I actually believe will benefit the Packers more. We just saw Love throw for over 300 yards in some inclement weather in Green Bay a couple times this season late in the year. So I think the weather won't affect them as much. I like to see how Purdy is able to grip the ball and throw the ball in that rain. It's supposed to rain all week there and rain during the game. So we'll see how that affects the game. It's just it's too many points to give up between two franchises that are really familiar with each other, coaches that are really familiar with each other. LaFleur has led the Packers to wins in the last two trips to San Francisco. Jordan Love has 21 touchdowns, one interception this past 9 games. Give me the Packers plus 10.
Hmm. Interesting. You know, those two teams, the Ravens and the 49ers, they got blowout capabilities, but that's a lot of points to be given in a divisional playoff round. That's a lot of points.
And especially against two teams with hot young quarterbacks who can backdoor cover that easy when they go at the end of the game. This is the playoffs. If they have even, let's say they have a 17-point lead, either one of those teams, that's going to take off the gas a little bit at the end of the game, man, because they want to stay healthy for the championship game the next week. So I think that these guys can both backdoor cover it if they do get down because they have those type of weapons on offense and the young quarterbacks who are on fire and Love and his crowd.
No. Now, the other game you like, here's another team, a team that's traveling from down south, going up north, and, you know, going into the elements of Detroit. We'll find out. We'll find out whether or not they can play in that cold weather.
He had a comment about that, by the way, on Twitter. Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, like, oh man,
how do you get like? How does that person get in that position in that to even cover a press conference?
Yeah,
how they're literally working for the press. I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, so we'll get to the game. On the game, man, we're going to go with this. We're going to go with the book. I always like to take points, as I said, in playoff games. And we have a couple of factors in here to consider. One, this is a revenge spot for Tampa. I always like teams who lost in the regular season to that team and coming back against them. So they lost early, and they were really handled by Detroit. And Baker Mayfield didn't play well. He was 19-37 for 208 yards and an interception. And the Lions, D, dominated him so much that their cocky safety, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he had a quote this week. He said, if you give that Tampa group a good quarterback, that's a great group. Evans, Godwin, Gage, that's a great group. And I played against them for real because, you know, he used to play for the Saints. So pretty much he ignored Baker and said that Baker was not a quarterback. Baker's more than capable, guys. He gets on our nerves a little bit sometimes with his antics. But we all know the last person that you want to push buttons on is Baker Mayfield because he loves to show people and prove people wrong. He's been capable doing this book's finish this year. He's also one of those guys that the team rallies around, man. And I expect that Tampa team to be fired up after that Gardner-Johnson diss. The Bucs defense is holding opponents to an average of 15.3 points the last 7 games, and they've won 6 of those. I like Ty Bowles a lot. We know that he can really draw things. I think that he's going to give Goff a little issues this week. Tampa shut down their running game the last matchup. They only allowed 1.5 yards per game, so it'll be in Goff's hands, and I think that they could turn them over. Devin White and that Bucs defense is really good. They're really experienced. They're Super Bowl champions, and a lot of that defense is still around. I think that they step up in these playoffs. You got our guy from Galveston, Mike Evans. He's always a guy that shows up big in the playoffs. Baker Mayfield is just not the guy to give books and board material. The books are going to play their tails off for him this week. Tampa is 12-6 against the spread this season. They've won three straight on the road. Give me Tampa Bay plus 7.
Huh. So he's liking the points this week. Maybe those are big lines for it. Tampa too. I like Tampa as well. I think
Tampa can win money line, man.
You did? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I think Tampa can win money line.
I like that a lot.
I did too. I think that's a dangerous spot. Baker is freewheeling now. He's got a level of confidence. He's kind of a front runner where if things aren't going good for him, he's had a tendency to get down on himself and not play as well. But when things are going good, man, that's kind of an arrogant in a good way football player. And he's kind of playing like the Baker Mayfield that was a rookie with the Browns. But I also think he's grown up a little bit. And, you know, don't forget now. Having like Mike, yeah. They have talent on Tampa's roster, and Jared Goff is a guy that makes me nervous. Goff in big games makes me a little bit nervous. It's not like he's big game Baker. I don't know if he's big game Baker, but if you got a chance to, you know, Tampa wasn't that far removed from winning a Super Bowl, and this is a team that does have talent on the roster.
Yeah, Tampa Bay. You just pointed out the main thing that I took. But we really slept on this Bucs team because Baker kind of, you know, went out kind of bad, you know, after Cleveland. He went to the Rams, bounced around, was playing some scout team defensive end and all types of things. But he really loves football, and he stuck around. But if you look at the core of that Tampa Bay defense, like I said, Devin White, Mike Evans, Godwin, those guys, they all just won the Super Bowl, 3 years ago. And it's basically the same team. Only difference, you know, of course, Tom Brady is a major factor, but they have the core of that defense. And if you remember, that defense is what led that team to a championship that year, and we still have Ty Bowles.
That's Five Star in Vegas, at Five Star in Vegas. Tell them, what's the podcast?
It's going to be The Wagering World, man. It's on the ESPN page tomorrow. You guys go on the ESPN 97.5 page. It'll be up. That way you guys can get to it anytime you want to. You can listen to it anytime. Take your time. Bring your notes. You know, get you a notepad. Get some notes. I'm going to talk about every game and give you guys the way I think that it's going to go and also some props on it.
There it is. Wagering World on our ESPN 97.5 site. So there you have it. And he's got Tampa and he's got Green Bay this week. That's Five Star Vegas.
Tease them too, guys. Tease them up.
Don't two for two. Let's go. Two for two.
All right, guys.
All right, buddy.
Y'all have a good one. Enjoy the weekend. Bye-bye.
There's Five Star in Vegas. Right now I'm talking about Doc Linville. I'm going to see Doc Linville today. As a matter of fact, we're actually going to play golf today together. And he has been fantastic to me, and he'll be fantastic to you. I don't know if you'll play golf with him, but we're going to go out, and we're going to play. And just a great guy. And he doesn't – listen, his major business is plastic surgery for women. You know, all the mutations that they have, all the implants that they do and all of that stuff. That's what his business
mutations is.
They mutate.
So they're
too.
Mutants.
Right. I don't think that was the word I was looking for. The implant business, that's basically his business. But he also said, let me get into the hair business. And he's fantastic at it. He's one of the biggest in the city now because you guys have responded. And he's got a deal that's going away. 50 cents off each NeoGraft. It's going away. So if you're thinking about doing this, now is the time to call because you save money. You're looking for the best way to save on this thing and get hair. Okay, and he might do the PRP. He did the PRP on me last week, and it's fantastic. I'm looking forward to having a full head of hair very soon. You can too by going to 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. Hi, welcome back. Fujitsu is under a little bit of scrutiny right now.
That's a combination of jujitsu and
Well, it's a software company.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it was directly responsible for sending some 900 postmasters and postmistresses in England to prison. Apparently,
wait. Okay, say this again.
Fujitsu,
yeah,
was directly responsible for sending 900 people to jail.
Male people.
Yes, post office people.
You call them postmasters and mistresses. That is such a weird name for those two.
Well, that's what they called it on the story.
What's British?
They were prosecuted for theft and false accounting after money appeared to be missing from their branches. But apparently the prosecutions were based on evidence from faulty Horizon software. And
900 people was not an idea. That didn't give you an idea that,
hey,
this is extraordinarily high. What a
everybody ripping us off.
What a crime ring this is.
Yeah. 900 people, Fujitsu said, sorry. Do you think that Fujitsu now is the software company
the only one
you want handling your books?
Feeling thankful there that Johnson's sorry.
Speaking of prison, a Virginia reverend says election fraud will have people struck dead by God. Do you think if you're part of an election, if you're part of election fraud, that you should be struck dead by God?
He's got playoff football to worry about right now.
Who got? Yeah, he really does.
It's a huge game in Baltimore.
But election fraud, but we got.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen this weekend.
Yeah, maybe just find people and.
Well, after the playoffs are over, then God.
That's
got
true.
Time.
There is going to be elections after. Yeah,
right.
I'm sure he's not as into the caucuses.
No,
the Iowa caucus.
Like that's like preseason.
Who cares?
It's like the preseason.
Yeah,
yeah. That's it. We're not interested in it. Who cares who wins?
Mm-hmm. This is the postseason.
A climate conspiracy theorist said the government deliberately lit wildfires in California. Then he just pleaded guilty to starting 14 himself. Do you think started more or the government started
more?
The
old accuse people of what you did.
That's right.
Routine.
Yeah. Do you think he started more or the government started
My
more?
Guess is he started more.
Probably,
but I'm sure there's conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theorists listening who's like, you haven't seen a video of that. Okay.
A diaper company is telling customers, make more babies. Okay.
By the way, here's news of the weird. I have heard two things. We have too many people in this world, and we are running out of we're running out of Dell. What's the word?
Natural resources.
There. Thanks, John. Thanks, Dell.
I was thinking it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Think that was what. You, okay.
Yeah, that's what we're running out of natural resources, and then I read other people say we've got a catastrophic decline in population, like we are not growing fast enough. We need more people to procreate. Which one is it?
Well, I guess
it feels like too many people, but which one is it?
I read
China, they're asking them to have more babies.
Well, in
again.
North Korea, and now he regrets telling everybody not to have babies, and now he won't.
Well, then don't start, and I won't be none.
Yeah,
because now they see like
this
hey,
diaper company. It's saying, make more babies campaign.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, it's a diaper. I mean.
Yeah, I'm not listening to you.
Yeah, right?
I did my part.
Right. Yeah, no, you're done.
I'm done.
No, you've done more than your part. The Illinois Secretary of State tells drivers, don't come to the DMV unless it's absolutely necessary. Do we really need to tell people that?
Yeah.
Who goes to the DMV unless
this?
It's necessary?
The fact he said that means it's necessary.
Really?
Yeah. They obviously had to say that because they got stupid stuff coming in. Like,
maybe that's the case.
Where
maybe
do I get my?
I think it's weather related. Okay.
Or
unless
they,
it's absolutely.
What
necessary.
About they go into DMV and they say, "I need to get my inspection sticker done."
Yeah, you can do that all online.
I need to get my.
Who goes there or to get a renewed driver's license? Do it online. He's right.
Yeah.
People probably do go there.
I thought I lost my driver's license.
You didn't need to tell me that.
I thought I lost my driver's license, and I ordered it and came in the mail, a copy of it, and it turns out I found. So now I have two driver's licenses, so it's good for people who lose things like me.
Yeah,
to have a backup that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should carry it around all the time, too. just in case.
Your wallet, you know, with your key card.
I lost my wallet. I lost both IDs that I had.
Well, maybe
I had a backup in there.
Don't put it with the other.
Yeah, don't carry two driver's licenses together.
This New Jersey man, you have better neighbors than he does. You like your neighbors?
Yeah, the guy next to us actually used to be a listener, and the guy next to me, literally, I never see him, and he just orders Uber Eats or DoorDash for every meal. He's a single guy. Every meal during the day. The car pulls up and gives him food. Like 20 degrees outside, here comes his DoorDash and Uber Eats.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I
never talked to him.
Your neighbors are better than this one. New Jersey man accused of setting 3 fires at his neighbor's home in 1 week. You'd have thought after the second one.
Maybe the neighbor didn't get the point.
Put that out, Rich. I see you.
What?
Where? And this is in New Jersey. Oh, no. In New Jersey. That's not an accent for New Jersey.
No, it's not an accent. There's nothing accent.
Maybe he's trying to help that guy collect insurance. It's New Jersey. Setting something on fire for insurance money, that feels on brand.
Well, I don't know. I think the neighbor called the cops on him, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, obviously it takes the pressure off the guy who wants the fire.
Right. We're done. Paul Gallant is next. I don't think I insulted Paul once today.
Not anyone else.
You did, but no one on the lineup. You didn't get after Beard or Gallant or Connor.
No, but somebody that we all know thinks that Jeremy Branham is an AI chat GPT.
That's true. That isn't John's thing, though.
I think that's probably true, though, so it's not an insult, is it?
If you're speaking the truth.
I don't know, yeah. You're speaking the truth,
It doesn't feel like it's insulting.
No.
It's questioning if he's a real person.
Well, he sounds like an AI.
Okay. And you never see him, so you can't be sure.
I have no idea. I just know what he sounds like. All I know is this. He's got a great voice, so probably is AI. All I know is this, is that when I sold my daughter's car, I sold it to John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is the place to sell your vehicle. John Clay Wolf is going to give you more for your vehicle. John Clay Wolf loves buying and selling cars. John Clay Wolf does it better than anybody. Most anybody in the country. He's unbelievable. One of the biggest car buyers in the entire country is John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com. He has been spectacular. What a great business plan. He went through the radio. He does it. He's had a show on this air longer than anybody at this station. And he just keeps doing it over and over and over again. And he keeps on buying those cars and he keeps on giving you more. So go armed, even if you're going to sell it to somebody else. Know what your car is worth. Walk in there and go, oh, no. I know what it's worth. I got my GiveMeTheVIN.com quote. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're going to sell your car, you have to go one place, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Iocane powder.
It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, and is among the more deadly poisons known to man.
Bye, bitch.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.